Welcome to the 5 Minutes to Sexy podcast, where you will learn how to achieve your sexy potential in 5 short minutes a day. Join Lucy, the sexy mama coach, on the modern day mama's journey to achieve a happy, fulfilling, sexy life.
Hi, I'm Lucy, your host of 5 Minutes to Sexy. In today's episode, we're discussing the real postpartum body. I am personally in the midst of the whole bouncing back after baby thing, and I gotta tell you, it's been a challenge. I mean, between like the inconsistent sleep patterns and the added stress of taking care of a new baby while also taking care of 3 other kids, it all adds to this deficit of rest and decreased energy. And really, I mean, at almost 11 weeks old, our little guy is just now starting to sleep longer stretches at night. I mean, I wouldn't be opposed to longer stretches than 5 hours, but I'll take what I can get. And he is, you know, still waking up like at least a couple times throughout the night to eat. And this dude eats a lot around the clock. And he's a big boy. And that's all fine and good. And in fact, I love having chubby babies. But what I don't love is seeing a chubbier than me in the mirror. Every time I have a baby, especially with our 3rd and 4th kids, I've been forced to ease back into my exercise routine with much less gusto than I would prefer. And if you've struggled with the same thing, or you're in the middle of it now, it's really tempting to jump 100% back into what you were doing before pregnancy, or even during early pregnancy. But, you know, it's so important not only to ease back into things physically, but to appreciate the process. Now, mamas, we only get to experience this phase so many times in our lives. I know I sometimes get a little antsy about stepping up the intensity without a gradual building up. And I know that some of you feel the same way, especially if you're super motivated right now to lose that baby weight. However, if you give your body the time and space it needs to recover fully while nourishing it with good food and giving it a physical challenge that's appropriate for your stage of recovery, your body will thank you so much. And in the long run, you'll be more in harmony with your body's cues and level of ability. Now, as far as faithfully monitoring the scale or religiously trying on those pre-pregnancy jeans, don't be too hard on yourself if you're not seeing results as quickly as you expected. Because the truth is, when you have a little baby to take care of, there are some major things that can keep you from reaching your fat loss and fitness goals. Extra stress and lack of sleep are two big ones, both of which affect the hormones that play key roles in fat loss. And not to mention, you just don't have the energy to keep up with a high-demand workout schedule. Now, there have been times that I've attempted a weight training session to no avail because my body was simply too exhausted to bust out those reps and push up that weight. So then what do? Do we give up on exercising until we're getting our 8 hours at night and nothing is stressing our bodies anymore? Well, no, for 2 reasons. One, that day may not come for a long time, if at all. And 2, it's just as important to establish healthy exercise habits during this time, even if you're not able to push yourself as hard or see incredible results. Now, my number one piece of advice during this postpartum period is to appreciate the amazing thing your body just did in growing and birthing a tiny human, and trust the process of recovery. Now, there are things that we can do with our nutrition and exercises to encourage healing, which I cover more in detail in the postnatal core recovery program within my Get Real, Get Sexy coaching. But no matter what stage you're in right now, prenatal, newly postnatal, or recovered and ready to kick butt, there is a program just for you. So you can check out the options at sexymamamovement.com. So remember, mamas, our postpartum bodies are much more than stretch marks and loose skin. Love and respect your body. Be good to it, and live a happier, sexier life as a result. Well, that's it for today, ladies, and thank you for joining me on the journey to sexy.
Thanks for listening to 5 Minutes to Sexy. For more on how to be a sexy mama, visit sexymamamovement.com. See you there.